Boker Tov, Yom Chamishi Shabbat Kodesh Parashat Bo. So we are continuing with our journey through Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech, speaking about the futility of the world and what to focus on more and what to kind of focus on less. So without further ado, Perakei Pasuk Aleph, Al Tevahel Al Picha. Okay, V'libbecha Al Yemaher Lehotzi Davar Lifnei HaElohim. Which means don't be too hasty with your mouth, and your heart shouldn't be also hasty. Well, words come from the mouth, and anything that the mouth speaks has to be produced. The thought, I mean, we know that thoughts are produced in the mind, but at least in, you know, the scripture, the way it's usually, heart is usually the base of thought. So says Shlomo HaMelech, don't be too quick to think or say something before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'elohim b'shamayim de'ata ala aretz. Hashem is in the heavens and you are on the earth. Al ken yu devarecha me'atim. Therefore, let all your words be few. What did he just say? Ever wonder Shlomo HaMelech speaks very, very cryptically, very, very mysteriously, and then you have to go and start, you know, analyzing what it is that he just said. So now listen to this. A person has to be careful not to say anything against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's talking about. Don't be too quick to get angry and to say Chalila something against Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is in the sky, Hashem is in the heavens, and we're on earth. And therefore what? Even that we know, says Rashi, very interesting. Ve'afilu ha'chalash milma'ala ve'gibor milmata emat chalash ala gibor v'chol shekin gibor lema'ala v'chalash lemata. Says be very careful. Hashem's up in the heavens and you're on the earth. When you're fighting against somebody, who always has the advantage?
The one
on the high ground. Even if the one in the high ground is... Yeah?
Video.
I know that. So, Aval. But all I remember is Zelda. Does that still exist?
Yeah, I think it does.
I remember when I was a kid. The Game Boy. It was big. It's like a big chunky thing and you have to...
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, Bikitsur. So... Bekitsur, the person on the higher ground, that's what we call guerrilla warfare. You know, when you're on top, you take them by surprise. The one on the top always he sees everything that's going on, and that's even when the weakling is higher and the stronger opponent, the stronger guy is down, who has the advantage?
The weakling.
Kol Shekin, when it's Hashem in the heavens. It's Hashem is in the heavens, plus, don't forget, that is Hashem. So, and we're the Chalash. So you have all cards stacked up against you, says Shlomo HaMelech. Be very, very careful how you address HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in an instant, Ki hu amar v'yehi, utziva v'yamod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created life with a word in an instant, and he can do the same thing. You know, that's one thing about coronavirus. That's what you know, one of the things that teaches us, unfortunately, we learned the hard way. Here today, gone tomorrow. Like that. Sick people, healthy people. There's no rhyme or reason. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding. Now, Matomen.
What does it mean to be like slow with like your thoughts? If being slow with your words, you can think before like you say, but like to be
over here, thoughts doesn't mean necessarily a fleeting thought. It means a thought, like something that you ponder about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Hashem, we have to remember, Hashem's our Father, and Hashem loves us, but we cannot relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a friend. You know, like you say, sometimes with our friends, we're very quick to words and thoughts and actions. Take it easy. That's the point. Now, next pasuk. Ki ba halom berov inyan, v'kol kesil berov devarim. Yeah? The way dreams work in general, and this is exactly what the Gemara says, when a person thinks about something too much, that's usually what he dreams about. The first culprit for a person who has a bad dream, say, oh, I had a terrible dream. What? This and this and this. What's the first thing you ask him? Were you thinking about that during the day? Because that's usually what happens. You think about something too much, you end up dreaming about it. And the word, the voice of the fool is with too much thought, which means the... How do you know a person's a fool? the one he keeps on talking, and the more he talks, the more foolishness comes out, the more things he says against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like Shlomo HaMelech is comparing, just like dreams come about as a result of thinking too much about something, so too foolishness, the more he speaks, the more he puts his foot in the mouth, and the deeper he digs his own grave. Moral of the story?
Don't speak too much.
That's right. We're going to see, there, Shlomo HaMelech also says, "Gam evil macharish lechacham yichashev," which means, a silent fool will be considered a wise man. How do you know if you're... Just by sitting somewhere, let's say you don't know anybody, are you able to determine who's wise and who's fool? How do you figure it out?
By speaking.
Once he opens his mouth, cat's out of the bag. So what? Even if a person's an idiot, if he keeps his mouth shut, what? The mashal is, everybody knows, let's say you have a fool. He's sitting by Talmid Chachamim, you know, Tzaddikim, and he's sitting on the table, and they're looking at him, and they're having a conversation about Divrei Torah, v'zein his... Nodding his head, you know, what are they going to think about him?
He's also saying,
when's cat's out of, when is the cat out of the bag? That's it. Anyway, so he says like this. Says Shlomo HaMelech, "Ka'asher tivdor neder lelohim," when you make a pledge, you make a vow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Al te'achir leshalemo," do not delay paying it up. "Ki en chefetz ba'keselim," because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not desire the fools. "Et asher tivdor shalem," what you promise, what you pledge, pay up. Now again, there's a halachic aspect over here also. How quickly, how long does a person have to pay up a neder? In the times of Beit HaMikdash, if a person pledged the korban, the Gemara says he has 3 regalim to pay it up. There's a mitzvah to pay it. Mitzvah to pay it by the first regel.
Is that tanit?
Yes. It's also in Chagigah, Yafeh. Which means, let's say a person would donate now Korban to Beit HaMikdash, when would be a mitzvah for him to bring it? By Pesach. But really, when's the deadline for him to bring it? He has 3 regalim. Okay? But, over here, just don't forget about Korbanot. Person makes a pledge, money, tzedakah, whatever it is, pay up. But why does Shlomo bring down over here? Because Hashem has no desire for the fools. What does that have to do with pledges, with vows? Says the Rishi HaKadosh, "In chifetz lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'rsha'im anodrim ve'in mishalmim." Over here it's not talking about fools. Fools over here is synonymous. Sometimes Shlomo HaMelech goes back and forth. Sometimes it's fools, and sometimes it's rsha'im. A person who makes a neder, a person who makes a vow, makes a pledge, and doesn't pay it up, rasha. Yeah? It's better never ever to have made a pledge than to make a pledge and not to pay it. You make it, you pay it. Now, oh, that's the very next pasuk, isn't it? Tov asher lo tidor, mi shetidor velo teshalem. It's better not to pledge than to... Now, what do you mean not to pledge? Of course it's better not to pledge. What's the chidush? Even if everybody around you is pledging, and it's a chidush Hashem, you show that, you know, you don't want to be different than everybody else. Sometimes they have, you know, an appeal in Beit HaKnesset or whatever it is. You know what an appeal is? Okay, we're collecting for such and such a tzedakah. Okay. Who wants to participate? This one gives this one gives that. So a person wants to partake of the mitzvah. A person wants to be like everybody else. What does he do? He pledges X amount, but then he doesn't pay. Yeah, it's good. He had noble intentions by pledging, but it's better not to participate in the pledging than to pledge and not to pay. It's a big, big avon to pledge and not to pay. So much so that the Gemara tells us that ba'avon nedarim u'shvuot, if a person is lax with his nidarim u'shvaot, with his vows, with his, the things that he pledges, children can be punished as a result of their parents' leniency with nidarim u'shvaot. Nachon? Maki? Amen. Tagid lehem. Ba'avon nidarim u'shvaot, it's a very, very, very dangerous thing. Such that, so much so, the Gemara says in Masechet Gittin, that if a person has isha nadranit, which means if a person has a wife that cannot control her mouth, and she constantly makes vows and oaths and whatever, and she doesn't keep them, that is grounds for divorce. That is grounds for divorce without a ketubah. Why? Because the children are in danger as a result of it. So Shlomo HaMelech says, over here we're not only talking about nidarim u'shvuot, we're talking about pledges. Pay up your dues. The person has to be very careful.
Why are the children in danger?
The children are in danger of, the Gemara says, banim metim, Hashem yirachem. Children can die as a result of their parents.
So parents or just mother?
No, the children. Both parents.
Father too.
This is another very famous pasuk. Al titenet picha lachati et besarecha. Do not let your mouth bring about sin upon your flesh. Ve'al tomar lifnei malach. Do not say this before the angel, kishegagahi, that it's a mistake. Lama yiktzof ha'elohim al kolecha. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be angry about your voice? Ve'chibel et ma'asi yadecha, and he will destroy the creations of your hand. What in the world did he just mean? It's a big thing. One of the, over here, according to Rashi HaKadosh at least, he's still talking about nidarim. Nidarim are, how do you create a nidar? With what? With what part of your body? With your mouth. What other avonot can you create with your mouth? Shonara, rechilut, ona'ad devarim, all sorts of different things. There's so many things, so many mitzvot, but also conversely, avonot, that a person can create by his mouth. Do not allow your mouth to bring sin upon your flesh. Yeah? Because, what does that mean? Lachatid besarecha. What's a person's flesh? She'er basar. What is the Torah? What's she'er basar? And children. What do you call your flesh? Your children are your flesh and blood. So now what do you say? Says Rashi, don't let your mouth bring calamity, bring punishment to your flesh, your children. What avon did we just say with the mouth that can bring punishment to the children? Nidarim. And don't tell the malach, v'al tomar lifnei malach. Yeah? Ki shegagahi. The malach of years, a reference, says Rashi. What else can a malach be? Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav. Messengers. Who's that? The Gabbai. The Gabbai, that's one interpretation. The Gabbai is going to come and say, hello, you made a pledge. Tishalem, pay it. They say, oh no, ki shegagahi. I made a mistake, I didn't mean it, I didn't say, hello, hello. Maze mistake. Yeah? He says, don't... He said, I thought I can donate, you know, I can't. He says, why? Because Hashem will hear your voice and get angry with you and destroy ma'asi yadecha. Says Rashi, mitzvot sheyu biyadcha she'asita kvar ibadtam. Which means, as a result of your voice, as a result of this avon, of pledging and not paying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take other mitzvot that you've done and tear them up. Understand? How's your Yiddish? Not up to par.
Alright.
How's your Lashon HaKodesh?
Also very little.
Okay, listen, we got a mic who will help you because Mashiach's coming and you want to, you know, you want to have a conversation with him, okay? Today is the Melech HaMashiach. You can talk to him, it's Ber Torah, and
that.
Yiddish. Both. Ktzat po, ktzat sham. Do you hear him?
I've had the chance to, but
it's not your thing?
No.
How about Gandhi? Okay. Anyway, so. Gefilte fish? Gefilte fish is just like a fish Gandhi. It's kind of like the same thing. It's harsh, huh?
Yeah.
It's also harsh. Manasseh, it's we have to train a little bit. I have to have you over for Shabbat. Might you plan as a Nina then I'll say Shabbaton in Queens. Bring the boys. Okay? Okay, too. But then the whole Shabbat is only gonna be like, I'm gonna Ashkenaz you guys. Bring your Gandhi. BYOG. No, BYOG, bring your own Gandhi. Anyway, look at it's like so. You also like Gandhi?
Of course.
You're a myth?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says like this. Is that like the go-to? When do you serve that? Len Shabbat, Yom Shabbat, Mazeh?
Shabbat.
Shabbat food?
Yeah. We do Leil Shabbat.
Yeah?
Really?
You have to be careful because usually it's a soup. It's a soup, no? You have to be very...
Yeah, they do too.
They live on the floor? Okay. So, Bekitzur, you guys. So, Kivirov Chalomot. Ariel, you do the Gandhi? Beta. Lo? Ma'e. Bemet? What's your...
I think it's the crown of Shabbat.
Yeah. It looks like a crown. Yeah. Tastes like a crown. Anyway, it says like this. Kivirov chalomot vahavalim. As a result of excessive dreams and nonsense, udvarim arbe, and much speech. Ki eta Elohim yira. At the end of the day, fear God. Makavana says, ki also means like this. Says, yeah. At the end of the day, here. Kol mash says Rashi. Kol mash yomru lecha chalomot unvi'e hevel udvarim arbe lifrosh me eta makom. Sometimes throughout Jewish history, and the Torah already gives us signs. Have, you know, there are prophets, Nevi'im. Sometimes the prophets are real. Sometimes they are CNN. Right? So, CNN prophets, what's that? Fake news. Right? So, and the Torah already gives us signs how to differentiate between real prophets and fake news ones. What's one of the simanim to differentiate?
What they say doesn't come true.
One. What else? Huh? If they tell you, oh, temporarily they're allowed to. But if he tells you, okay, the Navi comes and says, yeah, Hashem told me this halacha doesn't apply anymore. That's it, it's over. Hashem told me that from now on it's okay to drive to Shul on Shabbat. Hashem told me. What do you do to him? Skila. Why? That's Navi Shekin. So throughout history, unfortunately, Am Yisrael has fallen prey to Nevi'e Shekir, Nevi'e Baal. Who is somebody famous in Tanakh that we find Nevi'e Baal? Nevi'e Baal. Who had to stand up against them? Eliyahu Navi, right? Eliyahu Navi had a showdown with them and said, okay, fine, no problem. I'm up to the challenge. Whoever's God is the true God, let's have a showdown. Everybody remember the story over there? Makara Shama? They came, they started screaming, Eliyahu Navi started laughing at them. He says, no, he's sleeping, they have to wake him up. Anyway, and Eliyahu Navi came and he poured water on the Korban and everything, the fire came down from Shemaim. And what did the nation answer? That's a famous word. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. So what do you do when you have such an Nevi'im, says Shlomo HaMelech? In spite of all that, Ki Eta Elohim Yira. Never veer, never move away from your fear of heaven. That's always a constant. Everything else in this world is wishy-washy. There's nothing that's constant. The only thing in this world that's constant is Yirat Hashem. I hate to sound like a broken record and beating a dead horse. You know what? That's what COVID did. People had all sorts of ideas of things that they could rely on. Think, right? The government, money, health, jobs, real estate, all sorts of stuff. And what did COVID do? It turned the whole world upside down to show that nothing here is constant. Not your money, not your health, not anything in the world that, and everything, you know, so many things that people and Hashem took away. The only thing that Hashem can never take away from us, and the only thing that remains constant is one thing. What's that? Yirat Hashem. Fear of God. That comes as a result of Torah, mitzvot, tefillah, emunah and bitachon. You know, a person during this time, a person who's not very, very close and attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be the most pitiful, depressed soul. The only thing that a person can hold on to during this kufa, what do you have? People have lost Hashem Yirachem, their jobs, their health. Many people have lost relatives. The only thing that's left to hold on to, ve'en lanu al mi leishein, ela al avinu shel hashamayim. The only thing that's left in this world is Hashem. Fearing Hashem, holding on to Him. And you know what the Gemara says? In Yimot HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes, the world is not going to be a pretty place. You know, it's the coming of Mashiach is not going to be a pleasant process, to say the least. You know, it's going to involve a lot of death and destruction. And yet, the Torah, the Gemara says, Masechet Sanhedrin, the process. Yeah, everything leading up to it, and the process. And the Gemara says, "Ma yaaseh adam liyinatzel mechevlo shel Mashiach?" What can a person do to protect himself, to save himself from the birth pangs of Mashiach, from this process? Ya'asok b'Torah u'b'gminut chasadim. Your bunkers, your closed rooms, underground, hazmat suits, gas masks, none of that. The only thing is Torah u'ma'asim tovim, be on God's team. The only time that's gonna, the only thing that's gonna protect a person during this time is we're gonna have membership cards. The Malach HaMavit is going to be running rampant. Shem Yirachim. You're gonna have to pull out your membership card that I'm on God's team. What's that membership card? Torah, Mitzvot, Tzedakah, Ma'asim Tovim. You get that membership card. And just like the Jews were saved from death and destruction in Mitzrayim, it's going to be the same thing by Yemot Mashiach. Yeah? Not everybody made it out of Mitzrayim, by the way, Rabotai. We learned in this week's parasha. You know that? You know what percentage of Am Yisrael made it out of Mitzrayim? 20%. Yeah? The rest of them, what happened to them? They died by Makat Choshev. It's a midrash that Rashi brings at the beginning of Parashat B'Shalach. But we know that they died by Makat Choshev, which is in this week's parashah. And yet, they were Jews, but they weren't on Hashem's team. They weren't on Hashem's team, they weren't going to make it. The same thing is going to be by Yemot HaMashiach. Not everybody's going to make it. We got to be on Hashem's team. We got to prepare. We got to earn that membership card. And then we'll be saved just like in Mitzrayim. Ki me'etzetecha me'eretz Mitzrayim ar'enu nifla'ot, says the Navi Yirmiyahu. Like the days that we left Mitzrayim, we were recipients of so many wonders and miracles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those miracles by Yitziyat Mitzrayim are going to look like child's play compared to the miracles by Bi'at HaMashiach. Have a wonderful day.